about it. It does add a lot of work, though, distributing surveys, to have to associate specific cover letters with specific surveys.
Right. Well, let's do this then. Ross, can you get the survey to the three associations you identified?
Sure.
Okay.
So I can send the survey to you, Ross,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't got it already.
It's the reformatted version that Sarah Deutsch put together and that Glenn circulated, I believe, last week, maybe.
Are there any material changes to that document? I didn't read it. I thought it was simply reformatting, not necessarily substantive.
It was reformatting, yes.
So there were no material changes to that document, then?
Why don't you look at it? It seems to me that it...
Well, I didn't change it, so if there's material changes, I'd like to know rather than go hunting for them.
I do this. I will forward it to the list now, and then anyone can look at it.
It's a real simple question, Brian. Either there's material changes or there's not.
Yeah, well, I haven't gone through and compared it.
Ross, as far as, sorry, may I answer that, Brian?
Uh-huh.
As far as I can see, there are no material changes. It just, there were one or two categories that were added to make answering easier.
For example, Ross, the first question we had was, what steps do you take to verify the accuracy of data that is submitted to your company as part of an online transaction? Underneath that, there were five options added, A through E, automated review, manual review, random manual review, none, other, please describe. So I don't view that as material.
Okay, fair.
But you should get it momentarily, and then you can...
Yeah, I've already seen it. I didn't review it for... I didn't review it simply because it was classed as formatting changes. So that's it.
Right.
You've answered my question. Thank you.
All right, good. So is Sarah on the call? I'll send an email to Sarah and ask her if she can get it to the two ISP associations she had identified, USIIA and USISPA, because I think she knows the contacts there. And may be able to get that going. So that'll take care of those.
Fine, so I'll send it to Sarah as well.
Mm-hmm. And then why don't we go through the other companies we had identified? I think I had I can get it to, going back to our old list, eBay, PayPal, and Amazon, I can get it to those companies. And I can also get it to VeriSign. I may not do that directly, but others in the IPC have contacts there who can get the survey to those companies. So we'll get that to them. Ross, would you be able to get the survey to somebody at Ping ID?
Yep.
Okay. What about the cellular companies? Is Ken Stubbs on the call?
No, Ken's just sent me a message that he's having great computer problems and he can't get on. He's asked me, Brian, after the call to give you a phone number so that you could call him.
He wants me to call him? Okay. Maybe we can get Ken to get the survey to the prepaid cellular companies, although back from them. What about the other telecommunications companies? Does anyone have contacts at the large telecoms we identified that they could go to?
Maybe Marilyn would.
Maybe Marilyn. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me ask. I'll ask Marilyn if she can get that to them. I'll send her an email on that, and then I'll ask Ken to take the prepaid cellular since that was his idea. He may be able to get that going. We'd also identified some of the online travel companies. Does anybody have any contacts there? about the news companies? Anybody have any contacts at these companies we could send the questionnaire to? All right. I'll tell you what I'll do on those. I'll send out an email to the IPC and see if there's anyone in the IPC membership or maybe even the AIPLA committee that I'm involved with and see if they have contacts at these companies who we might be able to use to get the survey to. And I'll report on that next week to see if we're able to get that to anybody. Ross, you had mentioned IETF and Richard Shockey.
I thought we'd cover that a couple weeks ago. It was strictly in the sense of providing us guidance with relationship to the enum drafts, not necessarily to have a working group respond to a survey. They're typically reticent to provide that kind of input because they lack official standing with most of these bodies. So we could do it, but I don't expect to get a positive response back.
All right, so that's really not. Maybe what you can do is find out what the status is of the Enum project and see if he can at least provide us, you know, a real short summary of where that stands and the
sure.
extent to which it's being followed by anybody, any
sure.
of the members. Would
sure.
that be a possibility?
He'd be very happy to do that, I'm sure.
Okay, that would be helpful. Okay, so. Why don't we go with that, and I'll follow up with the other the travel and the news entities to see if we can get somebody to take that on. I'll send an email to Marilyn and ask her if she can get it to the telecommunications companies. Ross is going to do the ISPs he identified and Ping ID. I'll ask Sarah to get the survey to the two associations she identified. I think, you know, we'll shoot for the response by February 16, but I don't know, it seems to me that's going to be tight. What are your expectations on that? Let's say we get this out in the next couple of days. But what would you anticipate for a response to this thing? Anybody?
No idea. Did you bump the Earthlink MSN stuff into my bundle, Brian?
I'm sorry?
You'd mentioned that I was going to contact some ISPs. Were you talking about Earthlink MSN, et cetera?
You had sent me an email, right? And and you had identified three associations.
Three associations, yes.
ISPA, TISPA, and CAIP.
Yes.
Whether or not you can do that. Actually, you have additional ISPs down here.
Right.
Yeah, can you cover those as well?
I have no contacts here, but I can do my best.
Okay, why don't you see what you can do and just let us know, you know, who you were able to get through to and who you weren't.
Sure. Perhaps if when you're getting in touch with Sarah or Marilyn or et cetera, maybe somebody from the ISPC, maybe they've got some contacts there. We can sort of approach it from both ends.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
Greg, aren't you on the call? Is there somebody in the ISP community who could do that?
Just determine
who the appropriate contact points are in the ISPs that we're asking about their use of WHOIS data.
Well, yeah, somebody could do that.
Okay, Greg, the Ross had sent around an email
on the 30th,
which I could forward to the list, and he identified three associations, and then
that's on the list actually, Brent.
Oh, it's on the list. Okay, so if you can look at that, Greg, and contact the four or five ISPs that are identified near the bottom of that email, MSN,
okay.
Link, et cetera. And if you have any contacts there and can get the reformatted survey to them, then that would be helpful.
Yeah, I don't know anybody in those places, but I could if I can find contact points, I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Great. The other thing I thought we'd talk about is a couple things. It's still uncertain for me whether or not I'll be able to get to Rome. I've got some commitments here, and I'm moving, but I'm not sure that I'll be able to do that. So in terms of the workshop, I guess we ought to think about who should run that in Rome, and however you guys want to handle that is fine. It may be that I'll be able to be there, and I'm gonna try to work that out, but it's not entirely clear that I'm going to make it to Rome. So why don't you all think about who you'd like to run the workshop there, and we can, you know, maybe discuss it next week and come to some some kind of conclusion on that.
Is the workshop in Rome intended to be the three task force putting on a single workshop, or is it three workshops?
It's three workshops.
Wow.
That was my understanding.
A full day. It's actually four workshops because we're doing one on the Registry Services PDP as well.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, what is it, Barbara? It's going to be an hour and a half or something like that?
Breaks.
Okay. In any event, I guess the next thing we need to think about is how we're going to analyze the responses to the survey questions and put that into the, not a preliminary report, but the so-called interim report, which we're supposed to have circulated before the Rome meeting. And I guess we need several people who will be responsible for doing and reporting on the response to this latest survey. I'd like to get at least three or four people involved with that directly, so that we, you know, we're not. It may be too significant a task for one person to handle. And any volunteers on that?
Yeah, you can actually get both of us from the registrar constituency in there, Brian. I'm sure Brian hasn't been officially communicated to the group as the alternate, but I'm sure he'd be happy to pitch in.
What's his last name?
Brian Q.
Shall I add him to the list for us?
Sure. Consider this the semi-official communication. I hoped it would come from our constituency chair, but I'm sure that I'm perfectly adequate to communicate that Brian Q. has been added as the alternate.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anybody else who can participate in that?
Obviously, Brian, this is Terry. Obviously, Brian, you know, we can lend whatever support you need.
Okay, all right.
Marilyn suggested on another, excuse me, another task force call that a good idea would be to prepare an outline of how people are meant to categorize the responses. Now, because she spent so much time reworking this survey, reformatting it to be multiple choice, it shouldn't be as hard to categorize the responses. But you may want to give some consideration to getting some uniformity of how these are going to be reviewed.
Right. Okay. I mean, looking at the revised survey, I think it kind of lends itself to, you know, almost at least one level of review would be the responses to the specific questions, and almost a statistical review of how many people, you know, for example, automate their review of who is data versus manually review it. For question one, for example, and those kinds of objective responses should just simply be, it seems to me, calculated. And maybe we need to categorize it by the respondent.
Work your respondent category.
Respondent category, right.
Telephony providers are more inclined to do X, whereas travel agents are more inclined to do Y.
Right, exactly. Okay, that's a good idea, actually. Why don't we think about that? Ross, you want to take a crack at that and maybe have something by, next week's call? Just some ideas, generally, about how we would go through and how we would look at the data.
Sure, as long as we leave some flexibility to allow the data to speak as well. Sure.
Yeah, no, I think that, I mean, the responses are going to be posted, presumably. Or at least for the task force members, they'll be available, and I do think that we're gonna get some written responses as opposed to simply a selection of the multiple choice, and those can be insightful and should be reviewed and summarized as well. But I think if you can just come up with some things we'll need to think about in terms of going through the data, at least an objective analysis. Maybe the group as a whole, and then by responding category, so we can start putting together that report. And maybe what I'll do is take a stab at the sort of a skeletal outline of the interim report, where we'll talk about the, you know, the five tasks we're supposed to complete. And I think we're really, at this point, we're really looking at just the first couple of tasks, which are the registrar data, which we have to the extent we're going to get it, and then the responses that we get to this survey. And I'll try to get that, if not by next Wednesday, certainly by the Friday the 13th. And I'll circulate that just so that we kind of have a something we can talk about in terms before we get these responses back, so we can at least think about what we want this interim report to look like in terms of a skeletal outline. Anything else we need to talk about at this point?
What's the status of the vote on the MP3? A few of my members have asked about the archive.
Sorry, Russ. That was published on the website.
Oh, it was, okay.
And to give you just the very broad outline, the majority of people were in favor of having the MP3s done and of publishing them. If you can just get it for you from the website.
So everything's on the website at this point.
Everything's on the website. It's under Who is Privacy, and it's under MP3 Survey Results.
I see.
And it shows task force by task force, and it shows that the overall results, 16 in favor of retaining MP3 recordings, 6 against making them, 13 in favor of publishing the recordings, 4 against publishing the recordings, and 1 abstention. And then it says task force by task force, and task force 3 had 6 in favor, 1 against retaining, 4 in favor of publishing, and 2 against publishing.
Excellent.
Okay.
And out of the 27 people that voted, the voting population was 27, 23 out of the 27 voted.
Now, where will those be published, Glenn?
They're on the GNSSbyCan.org site.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Issues.
Yep.
Issues, go to Who is Privacy.
Yep.
And there you will see, it's the third from the top, MP3 survey results.
No, sorry, I meant the MP3s themselves.
Oh, the MP3s themselves. Okay, fine. Now the question is, shall I put them all on? Because I've got them all. I can put each one next to the meeting.
I thought that's what we voted on.
Okay, fine. Good. That will be done. No problem.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what everybody wanted to do, and
yes.
We should get them up there.
Okay.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
That's no problem. They'll be published.
That's great. With respect to... I think at this point, let's go ahead and start contacting people. I will follow up on the emails I said I was going to get out to various people in terms of their following up with some of the contacts they had. And then, Ross, I think you have probably the most to do of anyone else. And then I'll go ahead and put together a real skeletal outline of what this interim report's going to look like. And I'll identify where I think we're going to address the milestone and where we're not. And as I mentioned, I don't think we're going to, I mean, A, we're not going to get into best practices at this point because we don't have the data. And then so I think it's really going to just be the registrar data we already have, reviewing the survey results that we're going to be getting back hopefully by February 16 or shortly thereafter. And maybe we can agree on a format for that report and get everybody's comments on that, and then the four of us, Ross, Brian, Terry, and I, and anybody else who wants to help out can help with putting that report, the draft report, together. And as I see it, what we'll try to do is, Barbara, what's our deadline for circulating that draft report? February?
The 25th of February.
Yeah, wondering if that's a bit ambitious, just because, you know, I guess I have my doubts as to the extent of the information we're going to get back by the 16th. But
yeah, let's just see what we can get done. If we decide on the 25th we don't have enough data, then we can just, you know, say that.
Right. We'll just report to indicate, you know, the surveys are out there, but we haven't got enough responses to make it meaningful. But in any event, the way I see it is we'll try to get a draft of this thing circulated to the task force maybe by, I don't know. Maybe by the Friday the 20th, and then we can talk about it on the 25th, or maybe we'll schedule a call.
The 16th is what day?
The 16th is a Monday.
So you'd like to discuss it on the Wednesday or the Thursday?
Well, let's shoot for the 18th. 2 weeks from today, we'll try to talk about the draft report.
Well, I think by the 18th we'll know if we're getting responses.
Right, and we can. I'll certainly have a draft of the skeletal report by a week from this Friday, if not before.
Okay.
For now, why don't we keep it within the four that we've identified: Ross, Brian Q, Terry, and I. And then once we're all kind of happy with it, we'll take it to the group. The entire task force for review and comment. Does that make sense to people?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Sure,
right,
that's fine with me.
Pardon me?
Sure, yes, that's fine.
Okay. And so why don't we take it from there? We'll get this survey out, and we'll see what kind of responses we get back. And if anybody has any questions or thinks that they can contact some of these other companies in the travel and the news industries, you know, send an email to the list, let us know, and, you know, we'll see where things are.
Great.
And we'll talk this time next Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, folks.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, my Lord. I don't know how you are coping.
Well, I'm not coping well. I can tell you that. Okay, let's see.
Let's see this.